Good morning. I'm with Baby Cedar here. And today we're talking about how to meditate. I get this question often of like, oh, I really want to get more into it. I'm on my awakening journey. I'm feeling things heat up. I want to do some meditation, but what is that? Where do I start? It sounds so difficult. First of all, it's not difficult. It's actually more simple than you think. And you probably already do it in different ways, just don't call it meditation. So we're gonna kind of go from A to Z here. So, okay, Caesar and I are here. Oh, it's time to meditate. So the first thing that I like to do, particularly because I live in a house with other people, with children who go into the matrix commonly and often, is I like to start with a smudge and a an incense. And Cedar really likes this too. So let's start with that. Step one is really creating the space. Anything you do in life requires a certain environment, a certain space. That's why the kitchen is different from the bathroom, which is different from the bedroom. These are all spaces set up to do a thing. So we're lighting an incense, lighting a smudge off of that. What I like to do is light the incense and light the smudge off the incense so the smudge is not being lit off the lighter. Cedar likes to watch the fire. Sometimes she likes to reach for the fire. I usually don't let her grab it. Palo Santo is what we're working with today. Sage is a common one. Cedar is a common one. So I'm smudging baby cedar. Smudging myself, and ideally, I'm smudging the home or at minimum the room or a subset of the room where the meditation is going to take place. And what you can do is you can leave the smudge burning in a little ashtray or a clamshell beside where you're going to meditate. So the idea of smudging is you're getting rid of any negative or stagnant energy that is going to make it more difficult to connect to source, make it more difficult to do your meditation. So now I come over to my meditative space, which is like often a yoga mat with a bolster or something. And ideally you're away from electronic gadgets like computers and microwaves and other people and other distractions. So we're going to come over to that space. And we find a comfortable spot. So you've probably seen pictures of the Buddha sitting in that kind of Buddha pose where he's got the belly sticking out and a seated pose, sometimes with the fingers connected, thumb to baby finger. The idea behind much of yoga is to prepare the body for long seated meditations. So when you're in a meditation, ideally the body and things in the physical world aren't distracting you. Because when you meditate, you're essentially interacting with the non-physical world, the world of non-form, which is the world where we come from. And regrettably, in our society today, it's the world where we spend less time than we should. We spend too much time in the three-dimensional world. So we're preparing for some time in the non-form world. So we're on our mat here. We've got a comfortable pose. Cedar's not looking very comfortable, but she's moving around a little bit. There are moving meditations. Walking is a great moving meditation. Yoga can be a great moving meditation. But I would almost consider those slightly more advanced forms of meditation. Here we're just trying to really work with the basics, really work with the 101. So find your Sukhasana, find an easy spot, and then this is the point where you may or may not have done a meditation with us before. There's lots of meditations on Cedar's site. This is where you could start any of the meditations from. You've smudged, you got your little yoga mat set up, the space is ready, and that's where you could do an affirmation meditation, or you could do asking meditation, or you could do a peace meditation or a love meditation. All of these meditations can be done in some kind of sukhasana, lying down, sitting down. The common starting place is what I call meditation 101. So this is where you simply close the eyes, get out of the body, and find the breath. So let's do that. Close your eyes, find the breath, notice where it is. Notice it moving through the nose and the mouth. And we often like to start with a couple of deep breaths. Three is the common number, let's do that. And the reason we do that is we let go of any energy and we bring ourselves into a nice homeostasis state. Inviting release on the exhale. And I notice, last one, biggest one, with cedar, this is often where she calms down. She moves from that squirming baby into a grounded, sacred being. From here, the meditation 101, which we'll practice for the next 10 breaths, is very simple, yet very challenging at the same time. Following the breath, let's do 10 breaths. So you just find the inhale and the exhale. It doesn't matter if it's through the nose or it's long, short, medium, doesn't matter. And you just follow it. And whenever a thought comes, and one will probably come, if, right, Cedar's affirming that, thoughts will come, things will come. The key is to just push them aside and continue to move through the 10 breaths. So here we go. Find the breath and follow it for 10 breaths. Three more. You can obviously do this for much longer than 10 breaths, encouraging you to do it for more than 5 to 10 minutes. The idea is we let go of everything and we invite communication with the world of non-form. This is where sometimes we get ideas or insights or answers to questions we asked earlier. Like I said earlier, lots of different types of meditations, affirmations, focusing on a certain vibration, chakra meditations, encouraging you to explore the meditations on our site. I'm a big fan of asking questions. I'm a believer that there's angels, guides, the universal force working to conspire to help us to achieve our dream. And therefore, if we ask questions pertaining to the pathway or the journey of attaining our dream, we are likely to get answers that will help us, aid us. Omens, as it's called in The Alchemist, these are certain things that happen that suggest we are being supported in a greater way. So, but that's a whole different topic, which we won't get into deeper. So, if you want, add another meditation on here. Do one of the ones from the site. We're going to close off now. So just giving you some, making it easy for you. Start with a smudge. Create a space. You want quiet. You want no distractions. And if you don't know what to do, just start by finding the breath and following it for 2 minutes, then 5 minutes, then 10 minutes. And once you're comfortable with that, inviting you to explore our site or other meditations that you might come across where you can get into specific visualizations or specific topics like affirmations or asking questions, what have you. And as you close off, which you can do with a couple more deep breaths, maybe an om, and eventually opening the eyes and coming back into the room, inviting you to play with your journal. Maybe journal things that came up in the meditation, or If you're looking for a journal prompt, we have a whole whack of them on the website here. We can take one of those journal prompts and write a page or five, and really encouraging the young humans, the children, to develop this practice. It's good for reading and writing skills as well as staying spiritual and off the screen. Wishing you love and light. Cedar's saying goodbye for now, for today. Wishing you success and breakthroughs in your meditation. Namaste.